Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One that's like really obvious that I'm missing. But they've had like, I mean, there have been, you know.
Was Aaron Rodgers one of them?
Aaron Rodgers, absolutely. Yep, Aaron Rodgers was one. Yep, Aaron Rodgers, he's the obvious one that
I mean, freaking
about.
Hall of Famers. You just
after the Khalil Mack draft pick, which was awesome. Like, we got that one right. Like, it's just like a trend. The Falcons drafted Jake Matthews, who's been their starting tackle.
Yeah,
ever
that
since.
One you can't feel bad about because you
no,
got.
I don't feel bad about it, but it's just like, yeah, whoever gets picked after the Raiders, like, there's going to be an awesome player. Like, that's just. I'm not saying the Raiders have necessarily drafted him, but just know that like, so for this year, I think it's Jalen Phillips was.
He's going to be a total stud. He is going to be a total stud. Jalen Phillips.
He's going to be an absolute wrecker. There's no question about it.
He's going to be a total stud
for Miami.
What would you give up for Aaron Rodgers?
My child.
Three firsts?
My child.
Come on. Stop it. Three firsts?
I mean, literally, there's nothing I would not give up. I mean, especially if the option is trade him to Denver. Like, if you told me, okay, he's either going to be traded to Denver or you have to give up X, Y, and Z, right? If the option is stay in Green Bay, what would you give up? You know, then that conversation kind of changes. But, like, I just sort of assume, like, Denver is going to try to make this happen, and it's something that would happen after June 1st because of the cap hit. So right. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it won't. But if it came down to does he go to Denver or do you have to give up X, Y, Z, I would give up everything. I would give up anything they wanted. I would throw in whatever that Green Bay asked for, you know, because what's the point otherwise? If you don't have Aaron Rodgers on your team but he's in your division, in addition to Justin Herbert, in addition to Patrick Mahomes, you have the fourth best quarterback in your division. What are you playing for? What are you even showing up on Sunday for? There's literally no point. So you have to do it if that's what it – like, if it comes out that Denver – and we may not be able to do it. That's the sad part. Like, our salary cap situation may preclude us from doing it. But it is going to be a very, very sad time if Aaron Rodgers –
goes to Denver.
I'm going to be depressed.
Get out of here. I'll be listening from 11 o'clock. I kept you too long. Thanks very much.
All right.
There are a whole lot of different kinds of moms. Let's see. There's your stay-at-home mom. There's your working mom. There is your stepmom, your bonus mom, your grandmom. There's your pet's mom. All kinds of moms. All moms love diamonds, and all moms would love to have a diamond from Robert Irwin Jewelers. The thing about jewelry is it's on you. You wear it. And every time you feel it, you touch it, you look at yourself in the mirror, you put it on, you are aware of who gave that to you. And that's the essence of jewelry. It's this beautiful thing that literally does symbolize someone's love. Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they got the Love's Crossing pendants, two intertwining diamond hearts set in gold or silver with a diamond in the middle. The perfect gift to show mom she is the center of your universe. Those start at only $199. Quarter carat diamond hoop earrings, $399. Stackable bands for mom starting at $199. Robert Irwin Jewelers even has the perfect gift for your pet's mom. It is a diamond paw necklace, only $79. Robert Irwin Jewelers, they've got five convenient locations, or check them out on rijewelers.com. We're late to Chris Harrington. We'll talk to him next. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. and Odyssey Station.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
I'm listening daily. Here's Dr. Joshua Kalepo on managing stress.
Take time to recalibrate is the term I like to use. That may mean 2 or 3 minutes of just stepping back, but you don't have to do it for a day. You may need to do it, you know, 6 times every hour so that you are staying engaged and you're not feeling like you're pulling yourself away and there's this desire to be pulled back, because then you create a whole new stressor for yourself.
For more details, go to imlistening.org.
After the year we've had, there's no doubt this should be the best Mother's Day ever. What she needs and often secretly wants is time for her to relax, be pampered, and be treated like the hero she is. Facials, massages, stretch sessions, and more. Turn her aw thank you into ah thank you. With the gift of Massage Envy, visit any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown, and our staff will help you pick out the perfect treatment for your mom, or call 290-2234.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the entire nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop in. Here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we have delivered over 2,300 custom-fit stance shirts in a year. We take 3 measurements, load in the computer, and it gives us the perfect fit shirt out of 175 trones to fit you. Once we get the perfect fit, you have over 150 fabrics to choose from, starting at $98, and 7 days later, bam, shirt is delivered. Gary, you are not an off-the-rack fit, and you know yours fit perfect. No more baggy Michelin man fit or rolling up those sleeves to look like a barbershop quartet.
I could not buy off the rack. That's why I don't buy off the rack. I get my shirts custom made at James Davis. If you need one, same kind I own, you know where to go. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Check that website, jamesdavisstore.com.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man, Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
I've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their 5-star reviews on Facebook, or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovation.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The movie wasn't really doing so hot. Said the new producer to the old big shot. It's dying on the edge of the great Midwest. Sabu must tour or forever rest. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois, from the jungles of East St. Paul. His manager sat in the office alone.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
To visit in the land of the wind chill factor. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy. Hit it down south.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Sabu Visits the Twin Cities Alone by John Prine. At least the Grizzlies have each other.
At least the Grizzlies have each other. So I think this is a big, big game tonight. I mean, it's just an NBA game, and there are a whole lot of NBA games. But as you look at the Grizzlies' schedule going forward, like... They're going to have to win some of these, and they just lost. They've proven capable of losing to Orlando, and so here we are on a three-game road trip, and maybe this is a tougher one because the way that the T-Wolves have been playing, but I think it kind of is important. What do you think?
I think the road trip is important. I think they need to have a winning road trip. You know, I don't think it matters. Like which two of the three they win, and winning three would be great. But
yes,
I think tonight is tougher than maybe people who have don't follow the NBA closely, like might realize, because the Timberwolves have a terrible record, but the team that they are putting on the floor right now is much better than the record that they have, like much better. You know, they're 6-4 in their last 10. It's not just like, you know, everybody wins games, most everybody. I mean, maybe not the Rockets or the Thunder, but. But just the team is different. Like they played a lot early in the season without Karl Anthony Towns, who's their best player. They played most of the season without D'Angelo Russell, who's theoretically their second best player. You know, early in the season, their number one overall pick, Anthony Edwards, was like raw as like steak straight from the butcher, and like right. was not good. And he's gotten a lot better. You know, Rubio's back in the lineup. That they have a different coach. They have a real coach now. And the team they are right now is like realistically like a 500-ish kind of team, maybe a little worse than that. It is not a terrible team, even though they have a terrible right. record.
Yeah, I just the problem with you're exactly right. Of course, as long as they have a winning trip, all is cool. But if you lose tonight, it doesn't. There's no stipulation that you're going to win the next two.
That's
so,
right.
So, and it feels like a continuation of the misery. It really is too bad they don't have Detroit tonight. That would be best, which is obviously the easiest game on this road trip. But instead, we have
Not only do you need a win for the standing's sake, like a win would be nice to sort of cool down your little meltdown they had at the end of the last game, right?
And I don't think a win is. Like a win would be nice for the fans, but I really do think a win is important for the morale of the team, right? I mean, very clearly they are frustrated, and I don't know why the hell D'Anthony Melton and Grayson Allen can't shoot, but I do believe that a lot of it's just in their heads at this point, don't you think? I mean, that's why when you said yesterday that a basketball team is a living organism, like one of the reasons it is like people talk about swagger and.
Yeah,
and I guess it was Dylan saying we have to go into games believing we're the S, but yeah, I think they need something to restore their confidence. So
yeah, I mean, some days you step outside and like you feel a little bit better, and like you're not really sure the chemistry why, and like I think you know you could drum up 1,000 different things that could be part of the reason, and they all might be right to some degree or another, but. Ultimately, the gestalt of it all, or whatever, is a bit of a mystery. And like they need to get themselves in a better place.
Jaren not playing tonight, consistent with their approach. We now believe their approach is not playing him in the front end of back-to-backs. Is that what we think?
I mean, that has been the pattern, but I'd be surprised if it was by default front rather than back. I think just assume it as something that, in fact, I don't assume, like I've talked to people, not specifically, but just generally, that it is about, you know, advice from medical training people, right? And so, whatever it is, it's that. But the question of the back-to-backs to me, and I'm still like, you know, I'm still somewhat ambivalent about it, so I'm not saying they shouldn't start him. But it is another sort of data point in the bringing him off the bench maybe is viable if you just commit to just doing that.
Right.
Because do what you're going to do and be done with it and not delay more disruption. If you move him to the starting lineup, it's not like you can settle on that because he's not going to play the back-to-backs.
Right, right. So there's no, this is what we are, we're going to be it, because you're only going to be it half the games at this point. So you're going to be adjusting on the fly anyway. All right, the Pelicans beat the Warriors last night, so the Grizzlies are back even with the Warriors. And we just went through it. It's really hard to imagine the Grizzlies being caught by the Pelicans. And it's not that I think, like, the Grizzlies have 8 games left. I think it's easy to see if the Grizzlies continue in a funk, it's easy to see them going 3-5 over the last 8. I don't think it's hard to imagine that at all. Go 1-3 on this road trip, you know, split the games against Sacramento. I mean, you got Dallas in there. You got Dallas in there. You have New Orleans in there. You have Golden State at Golden State. I don't think but the Pelicans only have 6 games left, and they're pretty tough. So I don't think the Pelicans are going to catch the Grizzlies. I guess the Pelicans could catch the Warriors. I don't know.
Or Spurs.
Or they could catch the Spurs. And then you'd be facing – and then of course, you'd be in a situation where you're going to be – facing the Pelicans, where you'd be facing the Pelicans in the 9-10 game, which would be no fun. Okay, you have a piece up that we didn't mention earlier on, in the midst of all this misery, you were sizing up a couple of Grizzlies to see how they might fit in some awards categories. One is Kyle Anderson, most improved player. Obviously, he won't win. He won't be one of the people who mention, but he is dramatically improved. Who's going to win that award?
Julius Randle is going to win that award, and he'll deserve that award, and that's who I would vote for, too. So, yep. So no complaints there. But I do think, and I sort of laid out the numbers, and just in terms of year-to-year improvement, I don't know if Kyle Anderson is going to show up on a single ballot, but he is among the very most improved players year-to-year in the league. Like, his statistical profile, both in terms of just raw – you know, points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks per game. Like, you just look at last year versus this year and how much that collectively has gone up. And then you look at some of the, you know, the so-called advanced metric stuff, which sort of evens out the playing time and just, you know, tries to look at how much actually better you are. You put all of that together, his profile of improvement from last year to this year is, you know, in the top handful of players in the league. And I don't think he's quite discussed in that way. Like, Zach Lowe did do a podcast a couple weeks ago about most improved players. Kyle Anderson was in that discussion, but it was, you know, they discussed like 20-something players. My point is that he should be in like the 5 or 6 players you're talking about.
Is, by the way, his best years at San Antonio, did they more resemble these, or is he improved from anything he has done before?
They more resembled these, but this is still better. This is the best year he's had. Last year was, you know, maybe the worst, right? And so you are improving from, you did dip down and then bump up, but it's still better. Like, he's never shot, percentage-wise, he's shot this well from 3, but he was taking like 1-1 a game. Like, so it didn't have any impact. And so he's married decent shooting percentage-wise with far greater frequency, which makes the shooting more impactful, and that's totally new. His just general usage beyond the 3-point shooting is the highest of his career. And if you go through year by year, you'll see that, like, you know, the assist rate is like the best or second best. The turnover rate's like the best or second best. Like, this is collectively the best season he's ever had, even when you account for role. Yeah.
And then we have two other they're not candidates because even Kyle Anderson isn't a candidate. But Grayson right. Allen and DeAnthony Melton both improved.
Yeah, I mean, I think they deserve to be in the the edges of the conversation, right? If you're listening to 25 most improved players in the NBA this season, they probably get into that conversation. Like, I don't think they get into like the top 10 conversation, but I think they're right outside of that. Their improvement is notable.
Is Jonas improved?
He is, and after I wrote it, I thought, should I have taken a look at that? But I don't think. I do think this is the best overall year he's had in his career, but I think the year to year improvement is small enough that it's not really part of this conversation.
And then one of the interesting points you mentioned in this column, which people can read at the Daily Memphian, and there's lots of, you look at everybody who might be eligible for this, but then you put second year players in a separate category: Michael Porter Jr., R.J. Barrett. Zion is honestly better this year than last year. Darius Garland is another one. You don't think second-year players count?
I mean, different people have different philosophies on that. My philosophy is if I had a vote, I would be reluctant to vote for second-year players because I just think for a lot of players, your rookie year is just like getting your feet wet, and then your second year is sort of your real year. And so big improvement is sort of expected unless you're one of these players who is good right out of the jump, like Ja was. And so a lot of times I think the rookie year is artificially low for some players, like R.J. Barrett, right? I don't think – like R.J. Barrett is a lot better than he was in his first season, but to me it's more of the first season is a little bit of a mulligan, and now you see who you are. But with Zion and Michael Porter Jr., I think it's different than even that. It's just that those guys were hurt. Like those guys were – Zion Williamson in preseason last year, people acted like he was Wilt Chamberlain, and then he tore his meniscus, right?
Right.
And so I think with Porter's numbers last year per minute were great. And so I think with those guys, it was just that they were always elite and they got healthy. And that was the question.
All right. Continuing with our awards here, all defense, Dylan Brooks. Is he legit?
I think he's legit in the conversation. And I made the point yesterday that was posted this column. I mentioned in the column, he's a guy who's ably guarded. Damian Lillard at point guard and Bradley Beal at scoring guard and DeMar DeRozan at small forward. And then after the opening tip against the Knicks, he's guarding Julius Randle.
Right.
And Randle had a big night, but that wasn't all against Dylan Brooks. And you watch possession by possession, Dylan Brooks did a totally realistic job on Julius Randle. And so I think all defense is impossible just because defense is really hard to gauge without actually watching it closely and who's watching all 30 teams every night.
Well, and you make this other point that a lot of the people who win all defensive awards are also just awesome players. Jimmy Butler, Kawhi right. Leonard, Paul George, they get and I don't know if it means they're better defenders, but that they tend to get the award. That's what made Tony Allen so interesting.
Yeah, it takes a lot to for you to be a one-way player who, if you're a one-way player, are you going to play enough? And I think that's the problem, right?
Right.
Like Matisse Thybulle may be a great defender, but he's playing 15, 20 minutes a game off the bench for Philadelphia, right?
Right.
Like he's not good enough offensively to play 30 minutes, so it's hard to put him on an all-defensive team. I think it's hard to build, the playing time and, B, the reputation to break through, and that's something that was sort of, great about Tony Allen. Typically, it's like Gary Payton and Ron Artest and guys like that who are sort of good on both ends, right?
Right.
But to me, with that award, I think it's so hard to figure out who is having the best season defensively that I would tend to revert to of the players who seem to be having good seasons defensively. Who do I actually think is better? Right.
Right.
Dylan Brooks is really good. If I'm playing a Game 7, a playoff game tonight, I'd rather have Jimmy Butler guarding somebody or Kawhi Leonard guarding somebody, right?
Right. Do you think, by the way, in terms of Dylan Brooks and how you feel about him and his future with this team, do you feel better and that he's more important than you would have thought going in or that he's less important?
I feel better about him coming out of the season than coming into it. And part of that is, I think, on the defensive end. I think he has established himself as a meaningful plus defender. I mean, the reality is that this team, on the season, maybe this has changed after the Knicks game, but prior to the Knicks game, I think they were ninth defensively on the season overall.
So they've been a top 10 defense on the season. And most nights, including like against the Knicks when it's Julius Randle, most nights they start the game by putting Dylan Brooks on the best scorer on the other team. And when you have that assignment at that many different positions for a team that has been good defensively all season, maybe that says you're a pretty good defensive player. And then you add to the fact that he's not, he can be frustrated offensively, but sometimes he's really good. And he's certainly someone who's meaningful on the offensive end.
Right.
And he's a young wing who can guard multiple positions, who impacts both ends of the floor is on a good contract. And so I think that's a good player to have.
And he brings that edge thing, which, like, you know, like they wouldn't have been in that game against the Knicks if it weren't for Dylan Brooks. Like, he, I don't know how much it matters, you know, your fight or whatever else, but I think it does matter to some extent. And I think this team doesn't have much in the way of veteran presence, very clearly. And, you know, he sort of is it, really. And so I'm with you. I think he's more important. Okay, all rookie stuff. Any contenders for the first or second team?
The Grizzlies won't have anyone on the first team. I think Desmond Bane will definitely be in the conversation for second team, and that may be more of a coin flip kind of thing with him when you get down to the, like, you know, the eighth, ninth, tenth spots on an all rookie team. You know, it could go either way. But I definitely think he is in that conversation. And, you know, I would be the homer and put him on second team.
Yeah, the first team is LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, who, by the way, is shut down for the year now. Grizzlies will not face him next week when they play Sacramento two games. Quickly gets another, and then
I'm guessing, you know, you have the James Wiseman thing where he averaged 12 points a game and he was a top number two pick or whatever. But then, like, Sadiq Bey, he's probably been better. And so I think it's going to be one of those two against the other first team.
So that gets you. And then one of them is on the second team. And then the rest of the second team can be who
debatable.
Else has been good, debatable, a whole bunch of people in that bucket.
Yeah. Isaiah Stewart's been really good lately for Detroit. But you can come up with 10 different guys for that.
All right, we'll talk about this piece, really interesting. People should look for it on Twitter because you also talk about Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year, et cetera. And so we'll talk to you more about those later. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Chris Harrington. Damn it, I didn't ask him about Star Wars. There's another day. We get Chris every single day. Cooper Systems is the place to go for all of your computer needs. Pretty simple, really. Two reasons. One is service. Let's say you got a cracked screen. Oh, damn it, I cracked my screen. What do you do? You take it to Cooper Systems. Let's say you got a power supply issue. What do you do? Take it to Cooper. Let's say you got viruses, things going slowly. Whatever it is wrong with your computer, take it to Cooper Systems. They're going to have to mail it off to some far distant land to be fixed. They have their technicians right there on site. They will fix it for you. They will get it back to you. It's kind of hard to be without your computer. Let's be honest. We use them every single day. And at some point, if you're going to get it fixed and they have to send it off somewhere, you might as well just get a new one, okay? Because you need your computer. Well, Cooper Systems, the technicians are right there on site, so they will get you going. The other reason to go to Cooper Systems is if you do need a computer, they got everything you need, everything you could get at a big box store, Apple, Dell, Lenovo, whatever it is, and you'll pay less. So get the same computer and pay less. It seems obvious to me. Plus, of course, Lee and Lauren Cooper. They are there. They stand behind their work. Phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems is located in the Mount Moriah Office Park. We're going to take a break, come back. NFL Big Facts. It's Wednesday. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkinshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference. Share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May 10th.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet chick's feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took us. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Charmin Rolls. Yeah. Rolls last long. It's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, I'm always talking about Bonnie and Rob. I just opened up one of these apps for some... to see what the people say. Remember we were talking about how yesterday you have to, when you go to the Rotten Tomatoes, you can't just look at the critics.
No, sometimes you got to look at that audience
people,
score.
Right? From Slice 5, food and service were excellent. We will be back. From PJW 3030, my daughter and her kiddos treated me to a fabulous and fun evening on the patio at Bounty. Service was fabulous and food outstanding. Claudia, the food was really good. We had the fried oysters, Brussels sprouts, and trout. KMAC 57. Oysters were amazing, as was the special, shrimp and grits and Brussels. Patio was lovely. SPQ 64. Incredible duck and bread pudding. Pork shank was good as well. JoJo. Food and service were exceptional. It is Bounty on Broad. What's today? Today's Wednesday, right?
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. This
May
would be
5th.
A great night to go. This would be a great night to go to Bounty on Broad. Little secret there. You go during the week, and it's even a little, just a little more tranquil. Gorgeous place at any time, I'll be honest. But even kind of nicer, I think, on Thursday or Friday. It is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad, 2519 Broad Avenue. Phone number is 410-8131, 410-8131. Make your reservations there. All right, Jeffrey, I have in my grimy little hands the seven. Oh, we got to do NFL Big Facts. Do the music. Do the music. Bill Barnwell did the seven most attractive places to trade Aaron Rodgers. Okay? Number seven, Tennessee Titans. That's not happening, is it?
Seems unlikely to me. He did set this up based upon teams that could actually make a deal for him.
Well, that's he injected practicality.
Correct, which is not what we go for.
Well, in this scenario, they would get Tannehill back, right?
Correct.
They would get Tannehill back, and who knows what else?
Tannehill and two firsts, a 22 first and a 23 first.
Okay. Who says no? Well,
Aaron Rodgers.
No, yeah. But that's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers says no.
Yeah.
So, okay. John would be unhappy to hear this, but the Raiders were six. Not, you know, they weren't number two or number one on the list. The deal is Derek Carr,
22
two firsts and a second.
Correct.
Derek Carr for two firsts and a second. Is that what you'd do if you're Green Bay?
I mean, at a certain point, you're going to have to determine whether or not you think he can hold out. And if he can hold out, then you got to do something. To me, that looks like one of the more attractive offers because
you're getting a decent quarterback back.
A decent quarterback back, and you're getting two firsts.
I don't hate this.
You get a decent quarterback.
You know that Rodgers is never going to pay for you.
Correct.
Wouldn't you rather have this than three firsts?
Yes, because in the end, you're going to be using one of those firsts eventually on a quarterback, and the odds of you getting a quarterback as good as Carr at this point, who knows?
Okay.
The other flip side of it is the next quarterback draft is perceived to be weak.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a moment. Cleveland Browns deal. This is just stupid. They're not going to do this. And nor should the Browns do this. What they have is the Browns deal is two firsts, Baker Mayfield, and then the tight end, right?
David Njoku.
Yeah. And they have Rodgers and Josh Jackson going the other way. Cleveland would do this because Aaron Rodgers is awesome,
I mean,
right?
In the end, you're trading for the NFL MVP.
Yeah, but I think Cleveland is set up now for a five-year run, six-year, eight-year run. They got a great roster. They got a lot of young players, a lot of young talent. And if you believe in Baker, how long's Baker going to – you believe in Baker, right?
Yeah, I do.
How long's he going to be good?
I mean, I think at least – you know, through an entirely another contract.
I mean, he's going to be good for at least 10 years.
Yeah,
if Baker's good, he's going to be good for 10 more years.
Yeah, I mean, presuming health, yeah.
Now, they have to decide if they're going to – what if they don't believe in paying Baker? Like, you're going to have to pay Baker, right?
Right. So this year you get him on the option, and then next year you're going to have to pay him, and that could be – I'm more interested about that trend. Are we going to start to see where teams are going to treat drafting a first-round quarterback like they would a lot of other assets? They'll keep him for the 5 years, and then they're not afraid to let him walk.
But not if they're awesome.
Right.
And then you have to decide, are they awesome?
Right.
How about if you're Green Bay? I'd be thrilled with this.
If you're Green Bay, yeah. You're getting two firsts. Yeah.
You can sell this to your fan base. I would much prefer this, but I don't think Cleveland does it. Okay. Oh, look at this. Look who's up. Look who's up next. Your New York Giants. Three firsts, okay? That would be the 2002 first, then the 2022 first, then the 2022 first that you got from the Bears, and then a 23 first, and Darius Slayton. What do you think?
So the interesting question for me is, are the Giants positioned to be similar to what the Bucs were last year? And that...
They went out and got weapons, right?
They did go out and get a bunch of weapons, and they got a bunch of weapons. They're actually doing something very similar to what the Bills did. They're trying to surround Daniel Jones with talent and then make their evaluation on him now. Nothing I've seen from Daniel Jones says he's special, but there's also nothing that says that he's completely incompetent and not able to play the position. The bigger problem that I have is I think the Giants are more than just Aaron Rodgers away.
That's like, the thing. I don't think it makes sense for Aaron Rodgers or the Giants.
Right.
So I wouldn't be interested in this one. Okay, here's a fascinating one, but I wouldn't do this if I'm Miami. Miami does it. They trade a
22 first. They're pick from the Niners.
Right. And then they're and a 23 first. And a 23 first, basically. Is that right? Oh, it's a three-way.
So it's a three-team deal. So the Packers would get a 2022 first, which is the Niners pick.
Let's just say the three first. They'll get three first.
Three first.
The Steelers get Tua.
Yes.
And the Dolphins get Rodgers.
And a fourth, yeah. Yeah.
So the Dolphins get Rodgers. Well, they're not doing that. It's just stupid. The Dolphins are like the Browns. They're built for the future.
Whenever you're having to start to do the three-team deal to make it, it feels like a reach, doesn't it?
This is stupid. So the only ones, and Byron Wells is a smart guy, right?
Right.
So the only ones that we think are practical so far, really, like the other team might do it, is the Raiders, right?
Correct.
I don't think the Titans are doing it. So it's the, and I don't think Rodgers would do it, right? So
right.
The Raiders one, I don't think Cleveland does it. Giants not ready. So far, the only one I like is really the Raiders.
I'm with you.
As practical. What actually happened. Number two, the Washington football team. That one is two firsts, two seconds, and whatever. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Basically, whatever.
Sorry. Two firsts and two seconds.
And what a cherry on top of that sundae.
Now, I will say this. I don't hate it. I think Washington, I think Washington is more ready to win.
Completely agree. And more importantly, Fitzmagic is like the perfect tie you over quarterback until you figure out what you're going to have.
And Washington, D.C. is a brainy dude,
yeah.
Right? You know? Now, they said they want him to go to the AFC, though, right?
I think they would prefer him to go to the AFC. My question is how much say is Rodgers going to have?
I don't hate this one. I think the Packers do it.
I think this deal makes a ton of sense.
But what if you're the Packers and you say, give me three firsts? Well, screw that. Don't give me two firsts and 2 seconds. Give me three firsts.
Well, if you're the football team, don't you just do that?
You just do it. I think they could get even more. And I think Washington is in a position where they could just load up the truck and, like, whatever. They haven't won in forever. And they would instantly be the favorites in the – I like this one.
And further, Ron Rivera does not strike me as the guy that's going to sit there and tell Aaron Rodgers, hey, you can't run the offense you want to run.
Right.
He strikes me as the guy that says, you do whatever the hell you want to do.
All right, so then the Denver offer is Patrick Surtain, who they just drafted with a first-round pick. Drew Lock, whatever. And basically, it's Surtain and two firsts.
Correct, which I actually think it's interesting because remember—
Why does Eric Stokes go the other direction?
Because the idea—
Eric Stokes, who they just drafted in the first round, goes the other way?
So
you're trading corners?
Well, you're trading draft picks. Like, you're trading each other's first.
Right, so you're getting the better first in Patrick Surtain.
I do think that was interesting. I think there's a scenario where we figure out— Remember when the Packers drafted Stokes and everyone just kind of laughed and said, oh, that's another middle finger to Rodgers? What if that was a move knowing, hey, we're going to have to trade—
Where does this put, though? Here's the thing. Where does this put Green Bay? You get Surtain, Tim Patrick, Drew Lock, and two firsts. It puts you in the garbage. It puts you in the garbage. Where are you getting your quarterback?
Well, I mean, the thought is...
Drew
okay,
Lock?
It's a similar deal to what Oakland is offering, with the exception being Oakland's giving you Derek Carr.
There you get Derek Carr.
Let's
be honest. The Denver pick, the Denver trade, and the Washington trade are basically just assets, and you're going to have to figure out the quarterback later, right?
You could spin it this way. Once upon a time, Green Bay traded for a second-round quarterback that was considered to be a disappointment. A quarterback turned out to be Brett Favre.
All right. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that works. Since you mentioned the quarterback draft next year, I have a mock draft from Dane Brugler in front of me.
All right.
There are five quarterbacks in this first round.
All right.
And honestly, there's a bunch of quarterbacks who I've heard of, college quarterbacks, who aren't in the first round. So tell me who the quarterbacks are in the first round, you, Mr. College Football Expert, of Dane Brugler's next mock draft.
All right, Sam Howell.
Sam Howell is number two to the Detroit Lions.
Keaton Slovis.
Keaton Slovis is not one of them.
JT Daniels?
JT Daniels is one of them. He goes to number 10 to the Washington football team.
Does he have the kid from Nevada? His name's escaping me.
Nevada. Here, I'm just going to go through them. Ready? I'll take the suspense out of it because I'm having to scroll and I'm losing everybody. Here are the guys who did not make it. Keaton Slovis from USC. Matt Corral. What's his ceiling, by the way? Can he be an NFL quarterback?
If you told me someone comes out of nowhere to end up being one of those first-round guys, I'd lay some money down on him.
Oh, here he is.
He's very toolsy.
Here's the guy you're talking about, Carson Strong from Nevada.
Yeah.
Not in his first round.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels from Arizona State. Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati.
No way.
And Dylan Gabriel from UCF.
No way.
Okay. So here are the guys who he has. The number one pick in the NFL draft next year.
The defensive guy.
No,
from...
no, no. He's a quarterback.
Oh, wow. And it's not Sam Howell?
And it's not Sam Howell. Spencer Rattler.
Okay. By the way, Spencer Rattler might be in a quarterback competition in Oklahoma.
Is that true?
Yes.
But anyway, he's also the number one pick in the draft. Rattler made playing mistakes, but he got better as the campaign progressed. Two is Sam Howell from North Carolina. The third quarterback is Malik Willis, the quarterback from Liberty.
Has anyone watched him throw?
I'm going to guess he's watched him throw. Can he not throw?
No.
He can't throw.
No. Now
well,
he
that,
is.
That would be.
You look at him. You look at him. He is a specimen.
Okay. So then we had. Then we had JT Daniels from Georgia. I think he could be.
Daniels
good.
Very much could be the guy that has
blows
the
up.
The Burrow type jump.
Yep. So then we have. Let's see who are the other two.
Gabriel and Dylan Gabriel and Desmond Ridder.
No, but those five that I said were not in it.
I thought you said they were in
no,
it.
No, those are the five who were not. Those are who did not make the cut.
Okay.
And now I'm missing the other two. You think it's a bad year?
I think it is a very unproven year. I mean, going into this draft, you had, like, you coming into the year, you knew you had Fields and you knew you had Trevor Lawrence. And you knew there's the chance that, you know, somebody was going to end up taking a leap. And I think we probably saw a couple more leaps than we thought. But
here's the fifth. The fifth, by the way, is Phil Djurkovic from Boston College.
Djurkovic. Yeah. No. No. Like,
he's a well-built competitor with better mobility than expected.
Yes. He couldn't beat out Ian Book.
Okay. We have ratings for the NFL draft.
We do indeed, Jeff. The 2021 NFL draft averaged 6.1 million viewers across 3 days. That is the third highest number for the event. Also, Jeff, we had some top markets. Number one, Cleveland. They wanted to see their own.
They wanted to see their city.
They wanted to see their city,
and
I thought the city came off looking great.
Yeah.
Two, Birmingham.
That's incredible.
I mean,
they
Alabama.
They want to see all their players.
They want to see their guys.
That's the great thing about the draft. It brings the two things together.
Number three, New Orleans. A similar thing. A lot of LSU guys got drafted. Also, big Saints market. Four, Columbus, Ohio. Obviously, with Ohio State, their guys getting drafted. Tied for fifth were Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. Seventh was Jacksonville. Eight, a tie for eighth was Nashville and Philly. And number 10, Buffalo.
I'm kind of disappointed we were only 10, but, you know, when you pick that late.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, we beat Kansas City.
Like I said, the problem that the Bills fans have is this is y'all's thing, and you're in this uncomfortable spot now where we've got to wait to the very end of it to even get picks, and like, oftentimes at that point, there's not a ton of intrigue.
Matt Rhule said that he passed on, that they passed on a quarterback because they believe in Sam Darnold. You think that's true? I think it's true.
I think it's true because at that point,
they picked up his option. They're going with Sam Darnold.
Correct. And I think they value Sam Darnold more than the unknown.
Okay. So we believe that.
I don't have a problem with that one.
Mike Mayock said that the Raiders had an offer to trade down from 17, but didn't want to risk losing Alex Leatherwood. A lot of people said, listen, if you're going to draft him, that's fine. Just draft him later on in the first round. Are you believing that one, too?
I believe that John Gruden did not want to lose Alex Leatherwood. I think Gruden talked himself into...
And his offensive line coach didn't want to, too.
Correct. Exactly. I think Gruden decided we've got to get better there, and... We are taking a guy that's going to play for a lot of years, a guy that's played all the positions. And, I mean, for all the Leatherwood jokes, he did come in the national championship game against Georgia as a true freshman and play left tackle and not even have a problem. So he is versatile.
Okay,
it's
so
just
you're kind of believing that one, too. Well, then I'll give you a third one. Tim Urban Meyer said that he really believes Tim Tebow can help Jacksonville. You're not believing that one? You believe the first two, but not that one.
I think the problem is Urban Meyer feels so indebted to Tim Tebow.
For putting perfume on a pig?
Did you realize they bought like a house three doors down from each other in Jacksonville?
Is that true?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
So, I mean, can you imagine how annoying it must be? Because you know Tebow's going in front of it, like knocking on his door every single day. Like, I'm ready, coach. I'm ready, coach. I'm ready, coach. I'm ready, coach.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment with the one story we're waiting for. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and you win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on either the Bucks or the Wizards. And if the team you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on the basketball or hockey playoffs or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Simply download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on either the Bucks or the Wizards to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Did you know the National Day of Prayer occurs the first Thursday of every May, every year? Hi, this is Henry Hutton inviting you to join Awaken Me, coalition of churches from all over Memphis coming together on May 6th at Shelby Farms. Six different churches leading prayer and worship starting at 2 p.m. Our modern National Day of Prayer was established by Congress in 1952. Our roots calling for prayer, repentance, and fasting go back to the Second Continental Congress in 1775. We all see the brokenness in our world. I know it's not perfect. We all at times have fallen short of God's standards. The National Day of Prayer is a time when all Americans are asked to turn to God. Please bring your church, your Sunday school class, your small group, your family, or just you. Let's pray for our city's welfare. Let's pray for the welfare of our state, the welfare of our nation. Thursday, May 6th, 2 p.m. until sunset, come on out to Hyde Pavilion at Shelby Farms. The National Day of Prayer is a day for us to spend extra time talking to our Heavenly Father.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How's Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure Mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter-carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now. And we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones. Mostly diamonds, though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Starting at $199.
Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, five-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
With round-the-clock protection at a great price, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this unenthusiastic hype man.
Okay, everybody, let's make some noise. Put your hands up. Or not. It's your call. Here we go now. Here we go.
Switch to Progressive today.
It is electric in here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said...
From the Triumph Bank Studios, which gives me a great delight, because every time I send someone to Triumph Bank, it's the one place where people really reach out to me more than any other and say, what's that again? What? Where? Because you'd be realizing that you're sick of your old bank, or your old bank changed names again, or you can't get a whatever you need from your old bank, or whatever. And you're like, Calkins is always talking about this. What is it again? Like, they're local, but they got everything you could possibly need, and they got personal service, and And then they reach out to me on Twitter or somewhere, and I say, oh, it's Triumph Bank. And then they always come back and say, thanks, I had a great experience, fantastic, including my boss, Dan Barron, who did his refinancing there. He's done refinancing other places, and he wrote me a note. Hey, that was fantastic. Yeah, of course it was. It's Triumph Bank. They're investing in the community, making banking easy for you. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
Well, it's the lead story in the Daily Memphian, and it is by Jane Roberts. Next week, it's very likely that masks, the mask requirement, will be dropped. Dr. Bruce Randolph from the Shelby County Health Department says, doesn't mean that everything is okay. It's safe to go back to normal, doing things we used to do pre-COVID. That's not the case. What we're saying is that we will still recommend some things, so we are moving from requirement to recommendation. New directive will be issued Wednesday, May 12th, and will go into effect on the 15th. Mind you, no final determination.
Right.
But it is looking likely. The trend of the discussion, said John McCullers, who we've had on this show, was that we can move away from a strict mandate and toward a strong recommendation that would then allow people to start to make their own decisions and businesses to make some of their own decisions. We now have roughly a third vaccinated and another third have been infected with COVID already. If you are vaccinated, you are at much less risk. Maybe some of the stuff that we're mandating right now is not necessary if you are vaccinated. That would be something, wouldn't it?
That would be fantastic. I would feel like that.
No, but it's still recommended. I'll be honest. If it's still recommended, I'll wear a mask in a grocery store.
I'm not going to make a scene, and I'm not going to make people uncomfortable.
Won't wear one?
If it's
recommended, would you wear one in Kroger? Recommended.
I mean, I'm vaccinated. Fully.
And that's not what I'm saying, but it's recommended.
If I'm not causing a scene and I'm not causing disturbance,
you're not going to wear one.
No,
that's fine. I'm not. I'm literally asking. I'm not. You don't have to get exercised about it.
No,
I think I'll still follow the recommendations to be a, you know, whatever. But whatever the recommendations are, I will do. But and if the recommendations are, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to. Then I'll do that. But if the recommendations are that if you're vaccinated, we still recommend you do it, then I'll do it. Just to be.
I'm not going to be irresponsible.
Citizen, but all right, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. ESPN NBA front office insider Bobby Marks will join them at 1:25. I just let Eric know that he'll be joining us. Eric Hastein will be joining us on the Giannotto and Jeffrey show during today. Jeff joins GP at 5 o'clock. Pregame with Jessica Benson at 6:30. Tip-off against the Timberwolves tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, thoughts to the family of Arnold Pearl, who was a great Memphian and passed away. Helped bring the Grizzlies to town, let's be honest, and build FedEx Forum, among his many other years of service, including to the airport authority. But, all right, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow for an hour work today.
Memphis is home of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekday mornings from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Are you ready to get twisted? Try the new Twisted Texan Cheeseburger and Footlong Coney. The chili, hearty. The cheese, melty. The fried onion rings, crispy and crunchy. And we're putting it all on top of a beef patty or Footlong Coney. It's Twisted, y'all, for a limited time only at Sonic.